Are you listening? Damn.
Hi guys, and welcome to Undetected Plagiarism. I'm Tiana Lacey.
And I'm Eliza Wellington. I think we should just talk about what just happened. I was talking about how I'm quite an emotional person when it comes to movies and sport and ads and just anything. I will cry at pretty much anything. And we just spent the last hour like watching like child funerals, like in movies.
Really
some
sick.
Weird. Yeah. So we watched My Girl, and we watched the scene from My Girl, from Bridge to Terabithia. We talked about
my YouTube search results are just like child funeral.
They're like,
movies.
Are you okay?
I don't cry at all though, so I was just watching to watch
and
Eliza
I was crying.
Crying. Yep,
oh,
it was great.
It's so embarrassing. And I'm like a heartless bitch in everyday life.
Yeah, me too.
But when it comes to like watching stuff, tears. Sorry, I'm just not over how embarrassing that was, and I was just like crying.
Gonna
breathe, gotta get it.
How's your week been otherwise?
Let's talk about anything like this. Okay, yeah, my week's been good. It's been pretty chill. My little brother, he is getting back from China this week.
Oh, already?
Yeah, so he gets back.
Really quick.
Yeah, I know.
But
he gets back.
For me, maybe not for you.
It's been so long for me.
No, you're
going to
cry.
I'm going to cry about it. I'm going to cry right now. But he gets back on Wednesday.
Have you heard much from him? Because last time I spoke to your mom and she was like,
He hasn't replied at all. Just ignoring mom completely. No, I spoke to him like in the first week or so that he was gone, and then he's kind of been like in different places where they haven't had internet access, so yeah. I haven't really spoken to him since. But they upload photos on the school website. So.
That's exciting.
But yeah, so he gets back on Wednesday, and then tomorrow is Melbourne Cup.
Exciting!
Yeah. Oh my, I feel like we have to upload this now on the right day.
Okay.
I mean, last week was Melbourne Cup.
Normally we try upload, but we've got one episode still
in the bank
to go. So maybe we'll just do two today and you can just listen to them.
And be overwhelmed by our eagerness.
So enthusiastic.
Are you doing anything for Cup Day?
I think I should be studying for my exams, but a few people have invited me to barbecue sort of things,
yeah.
I think, so we'll see. I made some revelation this week. So,
okay.
you know Conrad Sewell.
Oh, okay, fine. Right. He's been talking about Conrad Sewell like all day. I'm waiting to hear this revelation.
Yeah, anyway, you know that one.
Yes.
And then, so I was driving the other day, and I was going along, and I was like, these songs came on. And
like, who am I loving?
So you know, he's clearly, like, talking about being with someone, and then feeling like someone else on the side. And you know who else is talking about being with someone, and thinking there's someone else on the side? Drake with,
Serena Williams. What are you talking about?
Huh? No, I'm talking about Drake's song.
Hotline Bling.
Yeah. And it's like, you used to call me on my cell phone, and then that, but now it's like she's gone. I think they're seeing the same person, and so when,
this is the revelation.
This is the revelation.
Well,
pretty controversial.
Yeah,
I know it's going to be really satisfying.
100% topical.
But yeah, so this woman, or man, maybe, but I think
let's say man, just for the controversy.
Yeah, okay.
Continue with he.
He might take it on now, and I'll be like, "Well, entertainment tonight." Yeah, no, so it's like with Conrad for a week and then goes off and with Drake and then Conrad's like, who are you loving? And then
he's like, you
goes
used to
yeah, and it's like, yeah, so that's my big revelation for the week. Which is really great.
That is what I've been waiting for.
That is what you've been waiting
for. Oh my
god. I told
ridiculous.
You wouldn't be as excited.
No, you didn't. You were like, I can't wait to tell you.
I said you'd be like, that's really
You
nice.
Even played Conrad's
song.
I did.
I was getting you excited.
Kidding me.
Well, I was pretty excited with this. Anyway.
Alright, let's start chatting about some ads. I don't know where I've put...
I don't know where our little running sheet is.
Yeah, a set list? Is that what they call them?
I think. Are we talking about music?
Yeah,
like,
because
no.
you're
I'm just,
gig queen.
Yeah, I went to another one this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, good.
Which is good. But Hosier.
Hosier. Alright, let's talk about ads, because I want to shut you up about your dumbass gigs.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I love you. Okay, so what did you want to talk about? Did you want to talk about this ad right here?
I think that was Coke.
Yeah.
Recently.
We just did Coke. And now I'm ready to talk about it.
Wow! So, down in Mexico.
Colombia. Yeah, so Coke is doing a new, I think, it's like kind of a 2.0, Jesus, on their Color Your Summer kind of campaign that they did last summer. And this summer they're doing one that's called Coke Come Alive. And
that's a hashtag if you want to
Hashtag Coke Come Alive. Or just hashtag Come Alive.
No, it's Coke Come Alive, yeah. It's
really wrong. Okay, and they partnered with Ogilvy in Sydney.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, so basically it's a pretty, they say it's pretty integrated, so there's quite a few elements, and it is, their summer, I enjoy their summer campaigns normally, they've got good soundtrack to them, and it makes me, and all the people in them look like they're having the best time, and like, I want to make a big inflatable Coke bottle and just like
bounce dive into off the ocean.
And have fun with all my friends,
so great.
You know, that's what I tend to do with my summer. but yeah, normally they're pretty good. This one, though, they've got bottles, so they're, again, working with the bottles. And I think when you put them, you cool them to a temperature, they turn a different colour.
Yeah, it's like a mood ring, like I was saying. Yeah, so when it's cold, it goes blue, I think, and then when it's, like, warm, then it's, like, a pinky kind of colour.
So it's useful. At least you know when your Coke is at an optimal temperature, they
say. It's pretty, it's kind of handy. I think I much prefer it. Do you remember when Coke did the different coloured Coke cans?
Yeah.
And they had those mini coloured Coke cans. I didn't like that.
No, I thought you were going to say you did. No. I thought that was kind of...
No, I didn't like it. Yeah. I like...
I feel like Coke, we did see, talk about... Red. I think we did talk about the names in an earlier podcast.
Oh, Sherico. Yeah. That is one of my favourite campaigns.
Which wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad is an understatement. It was like, fucking, it was like highly awarded.
I was like gushing. It's all right. I was gushing everywhere about getting my name printed on it.
Yeah.
Like,
it'll do.
It was, you know, mediocre. I would do so much better. So this one, they've got those in there as well. Obviously, the hashtag, social media, so try and get on that. They're also partnering with some celebs.
Some musicians.
I'm looking forward to a bit of a summer. Maybe there'll be a three-way collab between. So they've listed Troye Sivan, Cody Simpson, and
Tiger Lily.
Yeah, Tiger Lily.
I don't know who that is, but pretty I love Troye Sivan. He's like my fave at the moment.
Mm.
Blue Neighborhood, my life.
But
I just love it. It's my life. I don't know.
Are you okay?
Clearly not. It's because after watching all those videos,
I thought so. It was really emotional.
So they partnered. Yeah, they're partnering with those three kind of brand ambassadors.
Yeah, so...
And I think it'll be a nice kind of... It'll be a great soundtrack for summer because they're all pretty young. I think they were trying to target a very teen demographic.
Yeah. Definitely. So they're obviously popular. Obviously, Troye, as you said, has had some... Well, most of his songs have been... His recent ones have been in the top sort of charts. So
yeah, definitely.
That'll be good.
And he's, obviously got his big YouTube kind of following.
Mm. And songs are definitely, like, a great way for them anyway. I definitely remember, like, what was that other song they had? I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Now that we've said it's so memorable and we've forgotten it.
I would download, though.
All I've got is that dumbass Conrad Saul song in my head.
It's my lovely voice. It's just like...
Just you. Oh, God. Please,
I'm seeing him as well.
Oh, seriously. Can you fuck off? Oh, wait. I'm going to see Ed Sheeran.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's in December. It's I don't know where it is. Probably like Rod Laver or something. I haven't really checked.
Okay. Anyway, there'll also be outdoor ads for Coke as well.
TVCs and doing digital, so doing socials.
It'll be pretty rounded, I'd say. There'll be pretty good coverage, which will be.
I mean, Coke always kills it. Like with all their campaigns, they always seem to just really nail it. Except for the fact that I didn't like the colored cans, but even so, like I mean, they're just. Probably the world's biggest and most iconic kind of
I guess when you're brand. That big, you can just put out some completely emotive, fun thing. You don't even need to talk about the product. Yeah, like
exactly.
It's just obvious.
Well, like, and they even did that with when you could put your own name on the Coke can. Like, the Coke can is so, like, you didn't even need to have the word Coke, the Coca-Cola on it, because it's such an iconic brand.
That'll be keen to see what that's like.
Yeah, no, I really want to see what it's like. I mean, I don't even drink Coke, but... I like the idea of it changing colours. I like vanilla Coke, go-to.
That was good. That was good.
Cherry Coke, pretty shit.
Never had Cherry Coke.
Yeah.
And then it was like Lime Coke and Poison.
They did. They had some weird shit.
No. Lemon lollipops, which...
I don't know if all of you guys know, but I was at work today and we have this big tub of lollipops that we like can take from. And I was leaving with one of my... friends or guys that I work with, and he picked out a strawberry and cream lollipop, and was like, ooh, gross. And I was like, it's my fucking favorite flavor. I've never been so offended. And then he's like, oh, I'll just grab this one. Pulls out a lemon flavored lollipop. First of all, what the fuck is that flavor? Secondly, why is it your favorite? Like, suddenly get out of my life.
Of childhood has been hard, right? You're like,
he's like, all I just sucking on lemons.
This takes me back.
No, don't even. No, I'm still fucking angry about that.
And strawberry and cream is just
it's the best. Like, who would choose lemon over strawberries and cream?
Well, let us know if you are a fan of lemon.
Because we've just alienated all our audience
all
who
our
love
audience
lemon.
Who love lemon, yeah.
But anyway, sorry, let's get back on topic. Yeah. I was just going to quickly mention, we saw this really cool ad that ASICS did. And they kind of, it was at the New York.
It's in New York, yeah.
New York Marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did the world's biggest selfie stick. So you could go to this kind of interactive, I don't know, setup.
Mm.
And you could attach your phone to like this giant stick.
Was it 90 foot or 90 meters?
I think it was 90 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, 90 meters sounds excessive.
Yeah, 90 meters would be
quite high. I couldn't even see anything. Anyway, so you could attach it to this 90 foot pole and it would kind of, you'd attach it down the bottom and then it'd like slide up or do some kind of thing where it would go to the top of the pole.
Well, yeah,
yeah, like, your own phone, which was really cool. Mm. And then you could take a selfie and it had like, it had set up in the grass, it said like,
something
say?
To do with running.
Running, yeah, it was like, you, we know nothing about, yeah. We know nothing about running. But yeah, and then you could take a giant selfie from like 90 feet away. Which I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Like something novelty, definitely.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But yeah, I was wondering, would you have to like video the whole thing? Because how do you set off your
Yeah,
90 feet in the air. You're just like, ah,
please help
click,
me.
Click.
Or surely there'd be like some kind of button
yeah.
or something.
Well, you know, that might be a major design flaw.
Iron out the kinks, yeah. But yeah, I thought that was cool. But the other thing we were going to talk about was Storyful, owned by News Corp. Or like acquired by News Corp.
Acquired.
So Storyful, I went to a meeting today and one of the people in the meeting started talking about Storyful and I hadn't heard about them. And I was telling Tina about them. And
you sound like you have such a corporate life. Like every time you podcast, you're like, I was at work and I'm like, I was getting a gig. I just sound like
just
I have nothing to do with
it. I'm like, I'm flying up to Sydney. And then they were talking about Storyful and how would you describe it? We kind of had a little bit of a browse.
It's a little Irish company.
It's gone worldwide now.
Yeah, there's one in New York and one in
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And basically it's, I guess it's sort of to aggregate all the, because obviously there's so much content going up on social media. So there's photos and videos and everything on
all
the different platforms.
Sites,
yeah. So the idea is that brands can, I guess, sign up with Storyful.
Yeah.
And they, or not even sign up probably, but access content through Storyful. And what Storyful will do is when there's a big event happening somewhere in the world, they will quickly get their team onto looking at content being generated from that area. So, and then they'll...
Like acquire it.
Yeah, they'll buy the rights to it.
Yeah.
So if any news organization or brand or anything like that wanted to use those videos or images or something,
they
have to obviously
own that content,
pay Storyful for it.
Yeah,
but
which
it also,
is a really smart idea.
Yeah, but they say they confirm that it's, they like,
yeah, the right time, the right place, and they make sure that like what they're getting is
accurate,
actually legit.
Yeah.
Which
I think would be super stressful.
It would be quite hard to.
If you screw that up.
Especially if it's like a, you know, there's just been a bombing or there's just been something and you've got to try and gather up all
and
this.
News outlets as well might be like their credibility, like if they can maintain it. Happy days, news outlets can use them so much. And I guess it's a really good thing as well for not needing your own people on the ground. You know, if the local population is providing all the video footage and photos and media for news companies, they don't need to send their own journalists into really dangerous areas, I guess.
Yeah, if there's people, if they can get that content.
Yeah, it's more immediate as well.
And so the example that we spoke through today was, it was for Optus. So another thing that they kind of do is they can acquire and they can buy the rights to certain content. So, for example, Optus, they did like they had a rollover data kind of promotion going on and they wanted an ad about how you could roll over your data each month or whatever. And so they pretty much essentially approached Storyful and said, we want any YouTube videos or like, you know, any kind of content that has people rolling over. And so then they did this big campaign where it was just like dogs rolling over and people rolling over. And, it was really cool. What did you... I thought,
look, it's a... I think Vodafone might be doing one as well, or yeah. I think that it's becoming a new thing to roll over your data, which I am, if I was still on prepaid, it would be
it'd be glorious.
Such happy days, because that's always, data is just something that we need so much more.
Yeah, I don't even, like...
And phone companies know this as well, they're like, this is where I'm going to make
money.
They're like
holding on, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, we'll give you a half gig, ha ha ha.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, it's an extra fucking $50 for each gig, I'm like, get out of my life.
But you're also like, I need that.
I need that gig, yeah.
So obviously data is really important and a really good development, and there's only so many ways you can be like, oh, you can roll over your data. So I thought it was a cute execution, obviously, I mean, wasn't there some show on, like, Channel 9 or something of cute cat videos and cute dog videos?
But, and then Channel 7, like, copied Channel 9 and did, like, another one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that? They, like, it was called, like, I don't know, it was something about cat videos, and then, like, Channel 7, or whoever did it first, that the other person copied them, and, like, it was pretty much essentially the same thing. It was just YouTube videos of, like, maybe cats and dogs rather than
just cats.
I'm
pretty sure it was really successful.
Oh, my God,
it
was
successful,
yeah. I think
the ratings were, like, well up there. So is that interest in cute videos and things like this? So, and it was impressive things. There were people like throwing basketballs over their head and doing flips and then getting me and all that stuff. So, I mean, you watch it because you're like, oh, that's impressive. People doing things, cute animals. And then at the end, it's just like roll over your data.
Yeah,
so
because everybody loves YouTube and watching YouTube content, even if it's stupid shit. Like, I'm sure I've watched plenty of cat videos. Mm. And to incorporate that in your ad, I think could be kind of engaging.
Yeah.
People will actually go, oh, yes, that's funny, that's cute.
I mean, it's handy information, but it's not exactly exciting.
Do you know, I'm going to tell you this amazing story.
Is this better than my revelation about Drake and Conrad?
Don't talk to me about it.
I just think that's the biggest thing.
It's nothing.
Someone's going to pick up on that.
You. But anyway, so, like, ages ago, probably, like, 2008, like, maybe 2009, setting the scene a few years ago, we were down in Geelong and my dad was, do you know what a ripstick is? It's like a skateboard.
So
my dad was like they were down and there was kids there who had ripsticks, like family friends. And dad was like, I'm going to try and do it. He does it and he's like wobbling along, just fully like hits the ground, like falls off the skateboard, super dramatic. I am recording, I'm videoing this whole thing. I'm like pissing myself laughing in tears. And then we uploaded it to YouTube. I was like, oh, there you go, my camera.
Happy moments, sad moments.
And he was fine. It's okay. He's alive. And then...
really traumatic.
Very, very traumatic. And so we uploaded it onto YouTube. And then, like, probably, like, a year or two ago, there's, like, a reality TV show in America called... Oh, it's hosted by, like, a skateboarder.
Is this, like, Funniest Home Video? Okay,
no, it's hosted by a skateboarder... Fuck, what's the show called? Anyways, they, like, contacted us, more like, can we use this clip on our show in America?
You're like, yes.
And I was just like, yes, please.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know if it went out. We, like, they sent us a contract, and then I don't know if we signed
it
or did something.
For it?
Well, this is the thing, and then, like, we just, like, I don't even know. So I didn't watch the show. So, to be real, like, I don't know if he was on the show.
Your dad could be internationally
famous, like,
at least in the States.
But it was the weirdest thing, and, like, they, like, contacted us. They contacted, basically what happened was my cousin, he'd commented on it being like, haha, this is hilarious. And then they contacted my cousin being like, do you know the person who owns this video? And then he messaged me and was like, this person wants to, like, find, like this video. Yeah, it was quite... a trek to get
Did it have lots of views? Was it
No,
like,
it was
like
300
this?
Views or something. I'm like, they must have just been like people falling, people like whatever.
You must have done some great like
some
tagging
great filming,
of the of the video there.
Yeah.
And find that.
It's like hashtag
That's
ball.
Cool.
But oh, what's the show called? Can you just Google that?
Yeah. Well, you should look out because Storyful now might contact you.
I know. We've got to get some content. We should have done YouTube and not like a podcast.
Damn it.
Full of regret.
All the brands would want to be.
We should just do weird videos of us doing stuff that we think
brands
might
want. That could be a great side project.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page would be so much more entertaining as well. It's like, great.
It's us riding a bike together.
Good idea.
Like, while you're sitting on my
shoulder. What am I looking at?
Like TV show hosted by skateboarder. what the fuck? What's it called? It's like called like it's like a punk or like something.
Oh, okay.
Rob
Skate?
Diedrich. No. Rob Diedrich. That's his name.
Yeah, is it?
Who's
the show?
What's it called? Just click on that.
Okay. I know.
It's like punked. It said the word punked there. Ridiculousness. That's what it's called. MTV's Ridiculousness.
Great. So
Maya Fage maybe on there.
There we go. Well, 7 seasons, so got a lot to.
So I didn't really want to trek through all of them.
Oh, I think this must have been a lot more recent because the earliest season was in 2011.
Yeah, no, it was like only like a year ago.
Oh, because you said you filmed it.
We filmed it ages ago,
Oh, wow. Okay, so cool. We'll look that up.
We're not going to
look that up.
You can watch every episode of Ridiculousness. Yeah. It's not really my thing.
All the humour.
Yeah. Humor. Sorry to, like, detour from that. I just thought you really needed to hear story about my dad.
Like, I think that's cool, though, that, like...
Yeah, it was so random. And they were like, oh, can, like, the person who's, like, filming it, and they're like, oh, there's someone laughing in the background. We have to, like, get the rights for them laughing in the background and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know who he is.
That's all me.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it was cool.
I like how there's people who have jobs now to just go through just social media content and be like, this is great.
Yeah. Lolcats. Yeah. Bored it. Yeah.
Onto the production house.
Yeah. But back to Storyful. Well, I kind of, I guess it's not that associate. We were talking about content. And then there's a news article recently talking about Snapchat's terms and conditions. Snapchat's terms and conditions.
Yeah.
And how they've done a little sneaky.
Well, apparently it's like a lot of social media sites now. They have the rights to your, you know, I think Instagram can do it as well, can't they? And Facebook has your photos.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess the difference is that you put those images up there to be permanent.
You know, where I send my nudes to all my Snapchat followers.
Exactly.
And
now Snapchat has my nudes.
I know. So, look. What the fuck? But this board, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm in the next promotion for it. Maybe
that
in America,
content,
and that'll be, you know...
And you won't get paid for it because Snapchat owns it.
No, because they own it. So they own my body now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's real. It's got real.
But yeah, so that's interesting. There's been a bit of, obviously, an outcry. People aren't impressed with this.
Yeah.
Because I guess Snapchat did have that thing where people would send more...
Risque.
Well, maybe. Or like...
I'll just talk personal, about my
personal messages. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I guess the thing was you can see when someone screenshotted your picture and you know, oh, they've got this photo of me. But now Snapchat has every photo.
So the license now is exhibit and publicly display that content in any form and in all media or distribution methods. So it's pretty comprehensive.
What do you reckon they do with that data? Is Snapchat just going to become, like, the biggest blackmailing, tool ever?
Literally, though.
Yeah. I mean, they don't, unless they're doing, like, surely they're not going to release.
They're not going to release it.
Ashley Madison scandal.
I think it would be more information for them. And obviously they've introduced advertising now, so they're probably going to be looking.
Did we talk about this the other day?
I think so, yeah, because I talked about Skyfall.
Oh, yeah.
In our episode, which I don't think we've launched yet.
I'm going to do them out of order or something and just confuse everybody.
So obviously they're trying to get some revenue in from advertising. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're using it in some sort of analysis of the way people are using it and
demographics. I was reading something as well that was like talking about how the demographics are dead now. And they were saying like it's a lot more focused on psychographics. Is that like more lifestyle? Stuff like that? Because... they're thinking that, you know, well, a lot of it was talking about how, you know, age and gender aren't necessarily as important as, you know, what you're doing, where you're doing it, how you're engaging in all these different kind of things.
Yeah.
And that psychographics will become a lot more important than just, like, plain old demographics. Which I think
that's relevant and makes sense because, I guess, access to this, there's more uniform usage, I guess. It doesn't really matter how old you are particularly and things like that.
Well, I have to do an assignment at the moment for my internship unit I'm doing, and I think that's the topic I'm going to talk about.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely. You could just link this podcast through and be like,
here you go.
I spoke my words.
Yeah, think about that. Thank you. 4,000 words right there. Boom.
Yeah, but interesting. Interesting to see that.
Yeah.
They say they can review the content and they're like, they can delete it as well if it violates the terms, but
as if they can be fired.
I mean... go through everyone's... I don't even know what the terms and conditions are. I would be surprised if anyone's read through the Snapchat terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions, you could sign away your soul and you wouldn't even know.
In the middle, new ones, it was like, yeah, great, right?
Yeah, I don't have time to read 18,000 pages of bullshit.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and the other thing that you want to talk about was the Volvo...
Oh, well, I just saw in the news, I guess around Halloween, Volvo... I think it was March this year, they launched this Life Paint, which was pretty cool, like, yeah. And a good idea. So it's this invisible spray, essentially, that you can spray on any surface, so on your bike or on your backpack or your helmet or...
Yeah, on your clothes, whatever.
Wherever you want. And then when a light shines on it, it glows
becomes
white,
like
essentially. So,
yeah.
So in normal daylight, you can't see it, and it doesn't apparently damage the fabric or anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't even know
that. Yeah. But, then at nighttime, obviously, when you're on the road or something,
yeah.
Cars can see you really easily because you, by the look of the video, it really glows.
Pretty.
So there was a bit of a promo for that, which was pretty well received, I think, sources thought. And it was a good, nice thing, obviously, Volvo safety cars.
Yeah,
that
Volvo,
seems really
when,
safe.
You, when you think of Volvo, you think safety.
Yeah. So it was just increasing it for the other users of the road, which was a nice sort of idea.
Yeah, and so that
again,
came
I'm
out...
talking about cars. But it's
you
like
and your
every,
damn
every
cars.
Every week.
seriously, every week. I can't even do it.
Anyway, Halloween was obviously last...
Oh, no, but what are you going to say? Now the Life Paint's, like, available
yeah, so
for
it's
consumers.
Come into, I think, retail places in Sweden.
Oh, seriously, I've read the same articles you and I just glazed over all these facts. Seriously.
I think in Sweden, and also Volvo, it's listed as, like, an accessory, on the Volvo website, I think, and order sheet. So you can order it through your local Volvo. Me and Gardney, I'm still a Sim from Halloween.
We both went as Sims for Halloween.
Yeah, how cute.
It was very
and
adorable.
We didn't plan it.
Yeah, it just happened.
Just happened. Because
we're
so,
best friends forever.
Oh my god. Oh my
so
god.
So cute.
Yeah, so you can order it through your dealership. So I think the Halloween thing,
like
just
an
said,
ad. Order it through your local dealership.
Yeah, so to promote
we're getting
that,
paid
they,
for this. Thank you, Volvo.
Yes, love it. To promote it, they just had some kids, I think, in some black clothes, and then they'd sprayed on skeletons and just to remind
like
you.
Like ghosts and whatever,
yeah.
It was very cute.
So that was cute. Nice little reminder there. Go Volvo.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We also watched some, like, weird Halloween-related ads.
Oh, my goodness.
There was some weird-as-shit ones.
Lithuanian, was it?
There was this Lithuanian, like, mineral water or something.
I can't even tell, like, the name, like, I don't know how to pronounce it.
But basically, the premise was that what was the catchphrase? It was, like, brings you to life. Or, like, it was something
brings
like...
Brings you up or something?
Gets you up. Something stupid. Anyways, the ad basically was, like, this guy, and he was, like, dying in, like, a hospital bed, and then they replaced his, like, IV drip with a bottle of
the
water. And then he, like, rises up, and he's, like, standing up on the bed. And then he also apparently has a boner. You can't; it's out of shot, but
like
you can hear it going.
Like whistle,
whoing.
Like
it's like whoop. Yep. And you can tell that he's got a boner. And then the nurse walks in and gets like so excited by this boner that like her boobs like pop out of her
boner
top.
So much right
boner, boner.
Like,
it's just
erection.
It's erection.
Yeah, and he's just he's just standing on this bed then.
And then the nurse walks in and gets so like turned on, like her boobs like stick out, and then the button that's like
on
between
her
boobs, it like bursts open and then like shoots the guy in the head, and then
like his button goes through his
goes
brain.
Through his head, and there's like a hole in his head, and then he dies. What's the point of the ad? What are we talking about? And then like at the end of the ad, he just falls back, and then she's like, oh, and then
that,
it's like
I think that was the end.
That was the end, and then it's like try mineral water, like. Gets you up or something.
Well, I mean, clearly we're talking about it.
But
if someone asked me for a weird ad, I think that's going to take
a
cake
that's
gonna
be
for the
it.
Moment because that was
it
so
literally
strange.
Made no sense. Yeah, and we saw a few different ones. There's a lot of companies that get on the Halloween bandwagon, but just they'll be like, oh, like this is our ad. We're doing scary stuff for Halloween that is completely unrelated to our brand, which I thought was kind of random. Some of them did it really well.
Well, it was like the Tesco one, which had scaring people in a Tesco supermarket, which was kind of cute, you know.
Yeah. That was still kind of irrelevant anyway.
Yeah.
There was like another good one that was like...
Well, there was the Nike one about running, and then there was the... These are old.
Oh, the Julux one.
The Julux one.
That was like, really old.
That was,
But it was
old.
About like how great the paint was, and then he was
to wash things off, like
something
about... Something
about being durable or something,
yeah.
And then... He's, like, running away from this ghost, and then he runs through, and then she tries to go through the wall, but she can't get through the paint. She just goes and falls on the ground. It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. It was a cute little, like, it made me giggle, I guess. You see this ghost just, like, whack against this red wall.
Yeah, it was so funny because it was like,
pass out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's nice when they actually think about the product and brand and
try and
link it
obviously there's some brands that, like, are not related to Halloween, but I mean, Dulux, you wouldn't think, and they did it really well.
Yeah.
There was another one as well. I can't think of it. Do you have it open on your computer?
I'll have a look.
No, I can't remember. This is going to be us. Just like,
I know, just going around.
Just like search Halloween just here.
Okay.
That's what I did. Yeah, there was the Nike one where it's like this woman and she's getting chased by like a masked kind of guy with a chainsaw, and then she's running and then he's running and then he gets tired out, and it's like about, you know, being run, like, you know, running and being fit and everything like that. And then there was one that Ford did, which was kind of weird. They sent them to like a spooky kind of car wash, and then they didn't realize that they thought they were just having a test drive in the car, and there was a camera set up so they could see them enjoying the car and experiencing it and stuff like that. And then and basically what happened was they went through this car wash, and then there was like zombies and the lights went out, and then there was actually a guy in the back of the car that jumped out right at the end and scared the shit out of
everybody.
And
there was one, the Oral-B one.
Oh, yeah,
it just had kids, obviously, and they were given all this candy and they get excited, and the whole idea is that, you know, the candy from Halloween will do something to your kids, but their teeth will be fine because they brush with Oral-B. That's kind of,
this is the one I was thinking of. Sorry, I just found it.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. So it was kind of like it used content, like it wasn't YouTube content, but it was content from movies about people who would be driving in their car and then someone would be in the back seat and like
stab them or strangle
them. And there was like a series of maybe like 5-10 different kind of clips from movies. And then it was for the smart cars. It was like a German.
4-2, so the two-seater.
Yeah, so two-seater smart cars so that, like, you know, you don't have a back seat, so you're not going to get strangled. So,
which is a very...
It was hilarious. Like, I actually really liked it.
And it makes sense. I would consider it now because there's been times when I've hopped in my car, I'm like...
That happened...
Well, I've got two rows of back seats.
This
so
girl
like,
I know.
How many
oh, yeah,
people
got,
are hiding
like, the world's
in my...
biggest car.
which I totally had a scrape today.
Oh, yeah, talk about
I had,
it.
I had
it's
a crash.
Real.
It's my first crash. I was parking... And I was being far too ambitious. I like this park was probably for a smart car, literally. And I'm like, I'm gonna get in there.
Yeah.
And then I was going in, and I just like scraped.
It was really a little slow.
It was a little scrape.
It was like.
It was just a little scrape, but the amount the car rocked, I was like,
oh my god,
that's really visible.
Do you just dive out of the
god,
way?
God, there was no fire alarm.
Yeah.
Car alarm.
No, the car. He showed me a picture of the car and. Was pretty beat up,
yeah,
so
you know,
didn't even. It probably wasn't even locked.
No.
Like, I doubt it had a car alarm.
But I did leave a note because I am a good
citizen.
I'm a good citizen, and karma is going to reward me.
Plus, big hopes and dreams.
I know, big hopes and dreams
us.
For my future.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right, let us play.
As usual, we don't have the cards with us.
I came straight from work.
And I don't
at
own
my
them.
Super business executive fabulous
I was
job.
Just planning gigs that I'm going to
yeah.
go to. And
listening to Conrad Sewell.
Yeah, and singing away and planning conspiracies between him and Drake. Anyway, so we've got the computer up with the white cards. We're going to scroll around a bit. And
why would you say white cards?
Because we don't use the black cards.
Why?
Dude,
it's horribly racist. I don't know if any of
you know. Oh my god. Well, there goes my future.
I mean, because most microphones are black, but we've specifically bought a white one. How horribly racist are we? Slide off that white hood, boy.
Okay, sorry, through the white cards, we go, because racism is alive and well.
All right, that one. All right, well, obviously,
did we already do it?
I feel like I made the same joke.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like we
okay,
did this
let's,
one, so
okay,
let's,
sorry.
Let's go.
That's okay, you'll never know what it is. Oh, Jesus, not again. okay, well, we have landed on...
This is...
eating all the cookies before the AIDS bake sale.
I don't even know.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know. The AIDS bake sale, is that like fundraising for
AIDS
and then eating the cookies so there's no
so
fundraising?
So they don't make any money
yeah.
and we don't
okay.
have AIDS. Well, I think we can rely on, no, not because we have AIDS or anything, but what I'm talking about, but because we just ate heaps of cookies. Are you with me?
Yes.
I mean, this is just becoming like a horrible bigoted kind of podcast.
No.
I don't know what's happening. No, we would never eat all the cookies before the AIDS bake sale. So is the brand AIDS? Well, not a brand, but like... the cause?
Eating all the cookies before. I mean,
what the hell
is
that card?
I mean, I did read recently that I don't even know if this was real or not, but someone's producing a cheaper, like, HIV medication, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
It was, like, a girl? Like, a young girl?
I'm not sure. I didn't click into it, but I think there's something about that.
Yeah,
so
there's, like, a young... I'm pretty sure I read, like, an article about this young woman who'd, like, found a cure, and it was really cheap. It was, like, for under $10 or something. Mm. Not a cure,
like
sorry.
I don't think she has a cure.
And then, yeah, apparently, like, you take, like, I don't know what, some kind of medication, and it's really cheap and cost-effective.
Yeah.
But everyone was saying, like, I feel like, I don't know if I'm making up this story, but I'm pretty sure it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was saying, like, how, like, the pharmaceutical industry will be, like, they'll take it and charge, like, you know, $500 for one pill because that's
Which
what they
is
do.
An interesting thing because, obviously,
yeah.
there needs to be the financial incentive for them to invest in new research and develop new treatments and stuff. At
yeah.
the same time, you're like, but there's so many people that need it. Like, yeah.
That's like how people say, like, there's probably already a cure for cancer, but, like...
I feel that's a bit too
conspiracy it's probably,
along my lines
I know,
of, like,
I mean,
Drake and Conrad.
Drake
like,
plans,
that's
you know, 9/11. That's,
yeah.
that's my
yeah.
weird conspiracy. did you hear there was, like, this article ages ago, and it was this woman, and she had, I'm assuming she had, like, schizophrenia or something like that, but she believed that P. Diddy masterminded 9/11.
No, I didn't know this.
I don't know, like, I don't really know much about it. I heard it, like, someone was speaking about it, but, yeah, she, like, had this, like, whole conspiracy that he'd mastermind it all, and, like, it was just ridiculous.
Wow. Look, yeah, you read some of them, it's bizarre. I'm like, 9/11's a favourite topic to conspiracize.
Oh, I've got some friends that are, like, conspiracize. I've got some friends that are like, look at this building, and just before it hit the plane, it, like, did this and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
like,
yeah.
it was all staged.
To be real, I do love a good conspiracy theory.
I don't mind listening. No, it pisses me off, actually. I'm like, oh, you're such an idiot.
I love conspiracy theories.
I don't mind.
Do
yeah, it
me?
Depends. I hate you. It depends on what it is, but, like, 9/11, I've got very little time for, like, it was a setup by...
the American
I'm just
government
like,
kind of thing, yeah.
can we not?
Well, there's
like,
a whole
died.
Movie about it that was called... something,
yeah.
a weird word. Why can't I think of it?
I don't know.
Can you just Google
sometimes,
movie about 9/11?
Sometimes
and
they're
eat?
Fun.
Actually,
yeah.
I'll Google it.
But, like, eating all the cookies before the 8th bake sale, it could be, like, a lobbying sort of ad, and maybe it's
it'd be anti-gay. It'd be, like...
Oh, no, I was going to say, like, make them, like, by keeping the costs high and not investing more in this, it's like you're eating all the cookies before the AIDS.
Oh, no,
like
I thought it'd be, like, Andrew Bolt being, like, oh, we don't like the gays. I'm going to eat all their cookies. you know?
I feel like would be very little, like, is that going to be persuasive?
Like, I don't know.
We should eat the cookies. The cookies would have to
please.
Be figured in because I don't know too many AIDS bake sales that are going on.
Yeah. Jesus.
Which, maybe that's something we should look into organising.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you do much charity work?
No.
What?
Do you?
Not really. We're terribly vain people.
Awful.
No.
No, not really, but it's something I really should do a bit more of.
I can't find the title of that movie. Sorry.
There's the five best 9/11 conspiracy documents.
Okay, surely.
Research.
It's called, like, Neo something.
So, 9/11 false flag, September 11 evidence to the contrary,
terror
storm, loose change, and Fahrenheit
9/11. No, it's none of
well,
those.
Anyway. It mustn't be one of the best.
Oh, it
but
is.
Are you feeling?
Sorry.
Are you feeling? There's anything to do with eating all the cookies?
I mean,
people?
Eating the cookies. It's such a specific.
It's a very and it's also quite figurative. I feel as well. Like the cookies. I can't.
Who stole the cookies?
Like
from
I was
the
thinking,
cookie jar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the West eating all the cookies before, you know, underdeveloped countries can access the cookies to cure or to treat AIDS.
Yeah. That's like that
yeah.
that ad that they, it was like for Make Poverty History or something, and it had like an American guy and he was like eating this burger and was like severely overweight. And then on the other side of the park bench was like this starving African child.
Mm.
And they were just like, yeah, like skin and bones.
Mm.
And it was like, you know.
Maybe the Cookie Monster could feature.
Yeah.
Because he's like American and he eats lots of cookies, although now he has to eat healthy things as well.
What?
Yes.
That
the Cookie
is
Monster
so funny,
can't
it's
have
like,
too many cookies because. Everyone was getting fat and getting diabetes, and it wasn't good. So now the Cookie Monster, I think, has to have celery before he has.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I'm pretty sure
so
he has
funny.
To have like other.
Well, that's
foods.
Like how they changed the lyrics to
"Baa
Baa
Black
Sheep,
Rainbow Sheep,
Baa Baa Rainbow Sheep."
which is now clearly a gay sheep. Big old gay sheep. And then,
so now
like,
probably someone's going to change
fairy
it again.
Penguins are little penguins because fairy penguins was so offensive to the
gays.
And
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, Meryl King laughs about gay his life must be. They've changed it to a different word. I don't know.
Happy his life must be,
I think it is.
Oh. I mean, please, come on.
I mean, everyone knows Kookaburra is a gay.
And also, I don't think that was ever, like, I mean, I'm sure you could come up with some form of an insult from fairy penguin. I don't think I can think of any insult.
Your big fairy.
All of Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree and then being like, gay his life must be. It's like, oh, that's so insulting.
Yeah, how dare you.
Like, he's having a great time. He's up there laughing.
Gay, his life must
gay,
be. Gay.
Whatever. So, anyway.
All right, let's do another card because
that was too real. That was just a bizarre sort of thing.
All right. Oh, you didn't like that one?
Well, no, we can go. Yeah. Am I announcing?
Yeah, go.
Oh, so it's the little engine that could.
I use this term probably daily.
Are you serious?
I use that term so much. Like, if someone, like, I don't know, like, I can't think of any context now, but if they're like, oh, you know, I'm almost done, I'm like, you're just the little engine that could. Like, I always use that term. Is that weird?
I'm like,
he's the little engine that could.
I think I've ever heard someone use it.
Me. Have you ever used it?
I've just not noticed.
I think it could be quite a motivational tool. I use it in like a motivational kind of way.
Like Nike. You can be the little engine that could.
It could be like for kids Nike. Because like little engine that could wasn't that a kid's... Is it to do with Thomas the Tank Engine?
I feel like yes.
Yeah, let's just have a little quick browse.
As someone who uses it all the time...
Yeah, I should probably know the origins.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's...
I feel like...
Oh, no, it's its own...
It's independent...
It is an American book.
Children's book.
Is it American?
Published in the 1930s. Well, this is why it's also in the American...
pack and not American in... Because we're using the American pack online. Cards Against Humanity.
See, I feel like it depends the market because... If it is such a big thing in the States, and maybe here as well, I've just not heard of it.
I think it's going to
take people right to that, and it's going to be hard to reappropriate it to a...
I don't... I mean, 1930s, it's almost like...
But if it is like
100
a...
years old,
But
of
if it is like a iconic, like, you
guess.
Say that, and everyone's like, oh, that book that I was read as a child.
Yeah.
And
well,
then
let's...
If,
can
and then
you
if,
give me a bit of a background? Give me a little bit. We're on Wiki.
Yeah,
give me a bit of background.
The story's signature phrases, such as "I think I can,"
oh, is it,
first occurred in print in a 1902 article in a Swedish journal.
What?
Oh, there we go, it's Swedish.
Yeah.
So it sort of evolved. Then it was in the New York anyway plot. The long train must be pulled over a high mountain. Larger ones are asked to pull the train, but they can't. They refuse, and then the little engine says, "I think I can." So it's been told again and again, and I assume he just gets over the thing.
Yeah.
Because he tried.
I think I can. That's so motivational. Surely, I mean, you could relate it to kids and to some kind of...
Yeah.
Like, motivational brand. All I'm thinking is Nike, because they're very, like, just do it.
Motivational, sports brands in general.
Yeah.
I think I can.
That's very cute. Little engine that could.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like...
What other brands kind of use...
So it's like, I think I can, is very much...
Self-belief.
Yeah.
What other brands, aside from Nike, do you think use kind of motivational advertising?
As I sit here and sign, I don't know.
My God, I can't think of a single one.
I know. Well, like, obviously, as I said, sports brands
Jenny
and stuff
Craig.
Are going to...
Some kind of weight loss.
I don't think it's... Anything with, like, a goal, I guess, resolve.
It's a lot to do with sport, I think.
Yeah.
You're going to find Nike, you're going to find Adidas.
You know, like, universities and stuff, like, I think I can.
Oh, it could be, like, well, I'm imagining, like, quite young kids reading this book, so maybe, like...
Oh, well, yeah, true.
Kindergarten.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends. I don't have the cultural knowledge of this, so I don't know the feeling that this generates. Because if you take it in isolation, like the whole I think I can and the little engine, but the little engine that could, I really can't sorry, I take that back. It's like Monash University, but the little engines that could go, like.
How cute would that be?
I'd
fucking go to Monash. I mean, I do get to Monash.
I don't know.
Go there even harder. All right, let's do another one.
Yeah,
fuck the little engine that could. I'm never using that term again.
All right.
Okay.
Are we gonna?
You can choose this one.
All right. Do you want to do the scroll?
I shall do the scroll. All right. Okay. So how do I do the scroll? Oh. All right. And that. Well,
all
it's
right.
Your time to shine.
Well, it is. The card we have is Fiery Poops.
Fiery Poops. Lock it in.
Yeah. Lock it in, Eddie. what are you thinking?
Okay. So, Fiery Poops. It's a hard sell.
Well, are we selling Fiery Poops, or are we saying Fiery Poops
feature? I'd like to try
feature?
And sell Fiery Poops.
I mean, Fiery
Poops,
Poops feature, and you could see as like a dietary supplement or something that
oh, yeah,
helps
just like,
you. And like,
they say chilies are really good to clear your senses.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you Fiery
are we
Poops,
selling Fiery
really,
Poops?
I reckon we should try.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I was saying, but if you wanted to like feature the Fiery Poops, you could have it as a dietary supplement that stops sort of your Fiery Poops and just have people really uncomfortable.
I really just love you saying Fiery Poops.
Fiery Poops, like flames coming.
I'm so mature. Yeah, no, so maybe like also some kind of diet kind of company that's...
encouraging Fiery Poops because it just like
so they're like,
out
take these chili pills.
Yeah.
You don't taste it in your mouth, but then like the pill dissolves in your stomach.
And it's just
and
like
it just
intense
works its
jelly.
Way through your intestines.
And everything
and
just falls out of you.
Your butt.
That's really nice. It burns. But why would you want it to burn is the thing. Because you
maybe,
could just,
oh
take,
my God,
you could
so
just
like,
take laxatives.
No, no, no. So like two in one, it also like bleaches your asshole. it's so fiery.
Just like
lights up all of it
the
and
car.
Then it's just like... Boom. Or just, like, burns away all the hair.
Just wax bleach, and in a cleanse.
Dissolves,
like,
yeah.
Wow. It sounds like it's a 14-day challenge.
Yeah.
Like,
Michelle Bridges' Fiery Poops challenge.
Yes.
All right, so that's what we'll be doing for the next 14 days. We'll get back to you guys.
I'm really excited for my new bleached asshole.
Oh my God, you already bleached asshole.
Well, I know, we went last weekend. This is bridesmaids, like, straight out of it. Well, that I can see that really working.
Yeah. Are you sold?
Yeah, because it can be an Instagram thing, like, you know how there's all these fitness people.
Oh,
like
I was
yoga
just imagining pictures
stuff.
Of us.
Yeah. So like,
oh, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like,
you already follow some people.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm just like
love a good ass. Oh god, what have we become? It was so classy through this episode. We've just become Phil.
Yeah. Can you think of any other
Fiery Poops?
I mean, it could be like selling them again.
Could be like I'm imagining like some kind of Pokemon, like Charizard, and he has Fiery Poops.
And you like experience Charizard yourself.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
So,
I just have an image of this weird
Pokemon fans.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be Charizard.
Yeah.
Feel the burn.
That'd be like
that's a workout kind of thing. Yeah. So maybe you go like
feel the burn and then feel the burn.
So like get your like protein sweet. Powder as you like work out and then like
and then your chili powder
at the end to just feel the burn other places.
In other places, so that can be like quite damaging to like your intestine.
I feel like it might be. Although chili is really good for you.
Yeah,
like, it's
meant to increase your metabolism or something, isn't it? I'm so bad with chili. I had like Thai food for lunch today, and it was like. So mild, and I was like crying.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm quite a fan of spice.
I like it, but then I cry.
But
like everything that I do, I just cry about everything.
It's like happy, you cry, sad, you cry, eating, you cry.
Oh, God, just everything. Eating, I definitely cry. I'm just like, oh, eating
really
a tub
so
of ice cream. I think Michelle Bridges' Fiery Poops Challenge.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's
I think we'll go with that. So, Michelle, if you're looking for a new new regimen for your fitness sort of catalogue.
Yeah, it can work in with the dietary and the workout. And then, really cleanse.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So, I guess we finish up?
That's it. I feel like we should do some plugs for our Facebook page and for what else have we got happening.
So
you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on whatever the Google Play, I think we're on, maybe. Maybe I made that up. We're have on you? Some kind of, well, one of my friends, one of our friends, Caitlin, she downloaded it.
From Google thing.
Well, she has an Android phone.
I don't know. Anyway,
so you can find us.
We're on the podcast webs, whatever this is.
Yes, we're on the interwebs. Check us out on Facebook.
As we normally do, we'll post links to things we've talked about here if you want to watch some videos or read a bit more about what we've talked about.
You can email us at undetectedplagiarism@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any queries, want us to talk about anything.
Yeah, or a shout out to you and your friends because, you know, we're getting pretty big.
I mean... Kazuya Shibandi, if you want to sponsor us. Shell Bridges, if you want to sponsor us. The Legend that Could.
Anyone who wants to take us further. SBS is still keen to get our segment.
We'll put it up first.
Double episode week this week as well. So happy days for everyone.
Get excited,
involved.
Guys. But anyways, I think that's enough plugs for today. But check us out. Just find us on the webs. And we'll be back next week to talk some more shit.
Yay!
Woo! All right. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Eliza Wellington.
And I'm Tiana and Lacey.
See you later.
Bye. Yeah.